PTSD, a theological approach by Dr. Scott Jimenez. Narrated by John Broussard. No book is written, edited, published, and marketed without some help. After I read the manuscript for what seemed the 5,000th time, I could not tell if the words I was seeing were on the page or in my mind. I would like to thank the following people for clarifying that distinction: Bob Wickman, Alan Spur, and Leah Falks. The Tom Leah Institute gave me permission to use Tom Leah's painting, That 2,000-Yard Stare. This remarkable painting was done following the battle for the island of Peleliu in 1944 in World War II. Tom was a Life magazine correspondent, a civilian embedded illustrator with the Marine Corps in the Pacific through many of the island hopping campaigns. His painting of a real Marine, unnamed, shows a battle scene with the foreground occupied by his face. The eyes are the focus, evocative and haunting. This is the face of battle, of countless mind-numbing experiences that may never be told. For more information, please visit the Tom Leah Institute in El Paso, Texas, or go to www.tomleah.com to see upcoming events. I want to thank Texas Graphic Company in Big Springs, Texas, for seeing Tom Leah's painting, then envisioning and creating the cover art I dreamed of. They may be contacted at orders@texasgraphicsco.com. Often behind every doe-eyed writer is someone to keep them on track. I especially want to thank my wife, Gloria, for allowing me to devote a lot of time to this project, while excusing me when my mind was obviously focused elsewhere. She has lived through my struggles, given me wisdom, prayed over me, and with me. Her love and her faith have sustained me. Again, thank you, my love. Finally, the team at Zulon, who put teeth to my desire to write this book. Countless people I have never met but respect have guided this project to completion. Chapter 1. Why this book? Matthew chapter 10 verse 28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I think this verse was written for those who suffer, and suffer deeply. One veteran that I interviewed, that I will call Veteran B, told me, "Even if God could forgive me, I can't forgive myself." This is such a powerful statement he made. His Vietnam wartime experiences were of combat, of unimaginable atrocities, of guilt and shame for participating in some of these events, and of dealing with, or of not dealing with, forgiveness and unforgiveness. It took a long time to change his perspective on how he perceived God, how God relates to us, and on the true nature of forgiveness. His story, in a nutshell, is the story of many who suffer from traumatic experiences, especially when these experiences were due to combat. I wrote this book for combat veterans. This book came out of my experiences while on active duty, both as an officer of Marines and then as a Navy chaplain often serving Marines, combined with my experiences working with veterans while a VA chaplain. I mourn for those that did not come home, celebrate with those who did, and minister to those who left something over there. What was left behind can be physical, relational, emotional, and/or spiritual. I also wanted to write something for those interested in working with combat veterans, as well as those unfamiliar with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. There have been discussions whether to keep that label, or to shorten it to post-traumatic stress, PTS. Because many people know the term PTSD, I will use that term throughout this book. Veteran S. eloquently describes what he went through. "For me, PTSD is not only dealing with experienced trauma, it is also dealing with disappointment. Striving so hard for certain outcomes and being presented with devastating results. PTSD is born in trauma, nurtured in..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?